that haven't been resolved with opening up the road, much less opening it up further to this 5-mile corridor. And people, I'd like to think the people who use that are very concerned for our land and that are good citizens of the state of Alaska and are going to leave it in the same way that they saw it. But I am here to attest that that is not the case on that road. And so I'm just saying, as we move forward with anything like this, that we better know that we've got enforcement, that we better know exactly what we're opening this up to for our fiscal constraints.
Senator Seek.
Mr. Chairman, I've traveled that road quite a bit myself, not all the way to the river all the time, but I do know there's turnouts at Colorado Creek, also at Wickersham Dome for the trails where there are facilities. I do know that there are hundreds of trucks a week that go up and down that highway. In fact, it would be very, very, very unusual, having flown over it many times all the way up into the North Slope, to not be able to look down at 500 or 600 feet above the ground and see one or two trucks that are operating on that highway at any particular time. So in terms of emergency service, there might not be a gas station, but there are people that are going back and forth there all the time, and it's not just a wilderness where no one gets out there. There are turnouts that are available, and I think one of the things that we need to take a look at is when we do make access to lands available, that we look at ways to be able to accommodate those people who want to use it. But just to say, because someone else in the past may have not been sensitive to how they got rid of oil cans or anything else, in my opinion, is not reason to limit the people of the state of Alaska to have access to hundreds, well, millions of acres of lands, and to be able to use those lands responsibly. And I think we can accommodate both uses. And it's time that we trust the people of the state of Alaska and we use the regulations necessary to be able to do that.
Well, I'm going to close the hearing now and adjourn the meeting. We've gone about 23-24 minutes over, but we will have additional hearing on this bill on Tuesday, which will be the 2nd of March, I believe.